Everyone, this is Coconut English. Welcome to Julie's Morning English Class. As the thing runs, an hour is with two in the evening, and another thing goes, an early bird catches a worm. So what are you going to get this morning? Do follow me, and I'm hoping that we can spend a wonderful and meaningful time here. We've a way of expressing that something's been understood and no more explanations necessary.It's similar to saying, yes, I see what you mean. It's a very simple sentence including three words. Guess what it is. Let's listen to the following meaning situation and dialogue to get the answer. It happens between two co-workers who are discussing something.
Would you be willing to substitute for me at work tomorrow?
Yeah, say no more. I know it's your daughter's birthday.
Okay, all my dear listeners, have you got the answer? It is...
Say no more.
Say no more. It shows a person's going to do something. The Chinese for it is...
你什么意思不用说,我也知道。Or, 不用多说,我知道了。
Here is a new word. It's spelled S-U-B-S-T-I-T-U-T-E.Substitute. To substitute means to act or serve as a substitute. For example, can you substitute for me at a meeting? Here we can see a phrase. Substitute for somebody. To substitute for somebody means to go to do something instead of somebody. So the above sentence can be said in this way. Can you go instead of me at a meeting?And what's more, here is a useful phrase, at work. At work means to be busy doing something. For another example, is you let to work on painting? Another situation or dialogue, let's have a look at. It happens between a couple who seem argue about something, but actually not. Darling, sorry I can't make time to go shopping with you this weekend. Say no more. You need to get my car repaired. I will go myself. And here are two sentences well picked from hit American films or TV series. Let's take a look at. Well...Say no more. You know, it takes us to bring this up. Well, say no more. You know, it takes us to bring this up. Got it. Say no more. Really, say no more. Got it. Say no more. Really, say no more. In the first sentences, there are two useful phrases. One is, take us.The other is bring something up. To triggers means to have courage or to be brave. For another example, it takes a lot of guts to climb the Alps. To bring something up or to bring up something means to speak out something or to speak up something. For another example,I shouldn't have brought out the matter last night. Today, we've learned one short sentence used in spoken English. It is, say no more. And by the way, we've learned four useful phrases. To substitute for someone. To be at work. To be at work on something. To take us. To bring something up.Or to bring up something. Okay, all my dear listeners, let's call it a day and be a nerdy bird tomorrow morning to watch your Julie's Morning English class from Coconut English. Thank you for your participation in today's study activity. Julie's here. See you next time.
I think it's not your face, it's a dreamer's dream.